The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
Ready. He's got beats on.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we get started, I want to say congratulations to a good friend and a big supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show from Cameron Hills, Jason Hill.
Yeah!
He is the father of 2 little girls, Madison Grace and Natalie Kate Hill. And we wanted to do this last week. It's my fault. I didn't get a chance to say congratulations to Jason and his 2 little baby girls.
I think it's nice that he named one of them after my high school.
I believe they were born last week, maybe last Thursday.
Yes.
I think that's when they were born.
Healthy.
And now that we've gotten that out of the way, it's time for a little psychotherapy. We had a little psychotherapy session before the show.
We did, yeah.
And I'd like to, I would really like to go around the room if we could and characterize the...
Are we hearing something?
Yes. What are we hearing?
I think... Oh,
these
speak
that.
We've had some.
We
hope to have our technical problems completely fixed by tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes.
We think maybe tomorrow
will
be.
Okay, very good. Let's go around the room. We just had a little, how shall I describe it?
Intervention?
A little bit of a...
State of the Union?
I like to call it a State of the Union pep talk.
Okay. Yes, I'm with you.
From your fearless leader here, and I give good pep talk every now and then. Now, if I could, I would like to characterize, if we could, without going into any really great detail, because Lord knows we don't need to do that.
No.
Why don't you we'll each characterize the meeting. I will be omitted from this discussion, but we'll start with Rob. Rob, how was that half hour?
In one word?
Yeah, if you want to use one word, that's fine.
Let's start with one word descriptions. I'll go with energetic.
Oh, sure.
Oscar, you came in for about half of it, but how would you describe the meeting?
Sir Late-Salat says Congress.
Congress?
Yes.
Contentious, maybe, like Congress? Is
okay. But not like sexual Congress.
No.
Sexual Congress.
I enjoy that with my wife.
That is a great, great word for coitus.
You know what? Yes, I hope tonight to enjoy some sexual Congress with Mrs. Spiewak.
Really? Do you plan ahead with that type of thing?
She works late, so you know what? The clock will be the enemy.
Mark Gronick, how would you characterize our little pep talk before the
show? My first thought was just plain ulcer. But I think
ulcer,
what? Great,
I think intense is the word I'll go with.
Intense. No. RJ, we'll let you in on this since you were here for the whole thing. How would you characterize that half hour?
Invigorating.
Oh, well.
Pretty good. RJ, when you discovered Marshall Mathers / Eminem, that must have been really invigorating for you.
It was also invigorating.
Just so we know, because we're not up on the video, RJ has brand new headphones that he stole from Dr. Dre.
and Buzz, we saved the best for last.
Yes.
How would you characterize that last
half hour? 3 words, Mike. Firm, fair,
and fun.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Woo, look at that. Who'd want to live in a place like that?
That would be my home.
Oh, and it is lovely, just beautiful. You know, you are quite a decorator. It's amazing what you've done with such a modest budget. I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder. I guess you don't entertain much, do you?
I like my privacy.
You know, I do too. That's another thing we have in common. Like, I hate it when you got somebody in your face, you're trying to give them a hint, and they won't leave. And then there's that big awkward silence, you know. Can I stay with you, please?
Of course.
Really?
No.
Please, I don't want to go back there. You don't know what it's like to be considered a freak. Well, maybe you do, but that's why we gotta stick together. You gotta let me stay, please, please.
Okay, okay. But one night only.
Ah, thank you.
Ah, what are you, no,
oh, no. This is gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. I feel so much better.
Oh, you look good. You know, your face is back to its normal color. You know what? Watching your face over the last half hour has been like watching reverse film of a tomato ripening. It went from red to a pale yellow.
I hope it doesn't explode.
That
one
could
day.
Have been the show.
It is Wednesday, September 14, 2011, and we are over 9 million downloads.
9 million!
Wow. Still growing. Our show today nice. Brought to you by MC Ginsburg.
Was that a niner?
MC Ginsburg is your very own fun factory. It's jewelry of all kinds. It's little works of art that you create yourself. Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg. Visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg, Iowa's own.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened?
They build your imagination.
I sent a text during our pre-show meeting to Ginsy, and he's making you a 14-karat gold pacemaker.
Oh. All right, here it is. We're dancing around this.
To the music.
Your boy got a little bit uptight. We occasionally have a few things that go wrong in a broadcast. You have technical issues. You have everything. And I use the opportunity for having some technical malfunctions to vent some of my frustrations with certain issues on the show. And it was very spirited, but we moved by it. And here we are, and that's it. And occasionally, you do that. We don't have program directors. We don't have general managers.
Right.
And, you know, I'm kind of it, and I do that.
You are it.
And I know that I think all of you have worked with me long enough that you probably understand me, except for Buzz. But that's all right, because Buzz knows I love him. And, Buzz, you know that you're a valuable part of this, even though I probably yelled that you weren't when I got angry at you.
There was a moment.
Yeah. Look, it happens.
Yes, it does.
I sounded like Jesse Ventura again.
It happens. It's a conspiracy.
There's nothing I can do about it.
We all love this show, and we all love the people on this show.
I know.
Like in a marriage, love is so close to hate.
It was probably a combination of the fact that our Mac is broken today.
Yes. Hey,
and
Apple.
The fact that I got a stern lecture from Mrs. O'Mara last night about the condition of our home.
You mean, oh, yes. Did she pretend to be Howard Stern? Did she tell you she invented the house?
I might as well. Let me lead with this.
Okay.
Because it relates to the meeting.
Yes.
On a very small level, it relates to the meeting that we had before the show. But we need, I think, to a certain extent, at some point in the next week, to do what we used to call in the restaurant business a grunge. For this studio.
Yeah. Like
and
dance?
What amazes me is that after I was going to come in, no, it's really to just get things straightened up.
Right. Yeah.
For two reasons.
Spring cleaning for our studio.
For one, myself included,
mm-hmm.
and I'm biting the bullet. The drums are going to be going.
Oh,
when?
No.
They're going to be going upstairs.
No more drum shows?
Now, you went like that. You think you approve of that?
If I was your wife, I'd be. Well, I mean, you don't even play them anymore.
One of the first things you see when you walk into the room.
And it looks like crap.
Carl, I hope you're listening. I'm with you.
Before they go up. Incidentally, that one goes for Santana right there, Carla.
Before they go up, you must drum for us again.
All right. I will drum for us the day of the grunge.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
What she has also mentioned.
But hold it. That doesn't mean you can drum instead of assisting in the grunge.
Damn it.
You're not like entertaining as aboard a ship.
The grunge in the restaurant world, you worked at a Shakey's, right?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Did you ever have what was called a grunge?
Well, we did it every night, really, but every week, especially, we would scrub everything down with Clorox.
Did you know that Michael J. Fox bought Shakey's?
Grunges in bars, like I had, in saloons, were notorious, and you do them like once every 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's got to come.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was the worst. And you scrub all the filth that has just been in the nooks and the crannies.
Build up. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is pick a day, probably not a Thursday.
No, you don't think?
Or that we could probably knock it out.
No, a Friday and then we drink.
Bingo.
See, really? That's what you do in a restaurant business, right?
Yeah.
You pick just a Sunday pick that's
up
your
closed. Pick up your bottles when you're done. That's
there we go. All right. Yeah, we got to clean up the bottles.
Right. When I worked at a bar, we used to do it on a Sunday when everybody was closed and everybody would show up hungover.
It was called a cantina.
And then at the cantina. And then they put out salsa and chips. And we would all clean, and then we'd all have margaritas.
Okay, all right, you know what?
And then you got on your bros and went home.
And if you're motivated, it's Wednesday now, and if Friday would work for everybody, we could do it on Friday.
Friday works for me.
Friday does not work.
Friday does
not
work.
Not for you either.
Oh, that's right, okay.
Yes.
All right, maybe...
Next Friday?
I hate to do it when my girls are coming over. You know, say, hi, girls, Daddy had a podcast today.
Hey, why not have...
Well,
the girls
doesn't
assist...
have to be involved.
Yeah, you're right.
Have the girls assist in the grunge. Many hands make light work.
The girls have. This was a multifaceted discussion we had last night. The girls are involved in their own grunge.
Oh.
Okay? Let me just say that what we're talking about is the state of the studio. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Where I think
and the
that
studio
we,
of the state.
I think this is going to involve not necessarily cleaning because it's not all that dirty, but just getting things
picking up clutter.
So that we
lots
would.
Of it,
so,
yeah.
For example,
tidying.
when a guest comes in here.
It doesn't look like a.
It doesn't. You know,
pile of crap.
How often do we bitch when we were at a radio station? Well, we shared that with everybody else.
You never did.
But
every day we came into a mess.
We shared that with everybody else. And
I give you the example of
just looking around here. We got wires everywhere.
Yeah.
We got bowls that my bowl is over here. We got air spray. We got hats. We got everything.
For example,
lying around.
I'm tired. As much as I adored it, I'm tired of the Charlie Warren sign. Charlie Warren sign shouldn't be in here.
Yeah, and if the Charlie Warren sign is not going to be kept. Or displayed.
Oh, I will take it and hang it in my garage.
One of the things that Carla mentioned was the games and stuff that we'll play the games and they'll just stay here.
Right.
And we'll do that. You know, maybe we need a toy box.
That orange bucket in the corner.
The orange bucket.
I don't even know
what that is. Is that a Mr. French?
No, that stays.
Is that yours, Mr. French?
That's for our cables, yes.
See, that is, and you are the pig pen.
Do we have an area?
You are the piggly pig pen.
Your attic is accessible.
Yes.
I know because I went up and was attacked by a vicious condor there once.
Yes, the attic is a very large part of, there's some plans that Mrs. O'Mara and I have made for digging in here.
What we need is, do you remember when we were on WYSP for like 5 days?
Yes.
Remember when we were at WYSP and they had DJ lockers?
Right.
What you need in your attic is some sort of cabinet or box where we can put our stuff. It's out of the way.
Yeah.
It's tidy, so it won't ruin your attic.
Right.
But it's accessible as well.
That's true. All right. Rubbermaid
bin.
Like an area for us.
Yes.
All right.
And it can be kept tidy and out of the way.
And then we can
How often does the missus go up to the attic?
We don't go up to the attic that often.
So as long as we keep it reasonably tidy, we're A-OK.
And then we have our little sitting area out here that can also double as my real home.
Yeah.
You know, and we can do that. We keep this area where, you know, even when, and this is, I'll get serious.
And a fire in the fireplace.
I'd love to do, you know, that's the thing that I it's not a functional fireplace.
That's
you know
shame.
Who you should call?
Who's that?
Chimney. A step
C-H-I-
in time.
Chi.
Oh, hold on.
What is the jingle?
He's got it.
What I was going to say.
Can I stand up for the girls real quick?
Yes, for the girls?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
My girls?
Yes,
this is dangerous.
Girls.
You might want to stay on Carla. Because she wants the girls.
We all do. Absolutely right.
She wants to clean their room.
You know what? No, I'm going to speak the truth.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, let me just say this.
All right.
All right. I blacked out in one of your daughter's rooms.
Yes.
And when I woke up.
And they weren't there. Just
clearly.
Clarify that.
They were away.
Right.
But I will say when I woke up, I said, this is a really clean room. Let me just say that.
Yeah, and the,
and I'm not sure which room it was.
It was Catherine's. Okay. I'm sure it was Catherine's.
Super clean.
Yes, yes.
And I made the bed, and I walked away. I said, wow, these women really take care of their home.
He marveled at the tidiness of the room. He made the bed, came downstairs, and clogged your toilet.
Now, Mike, I really like to have a working chimney.
Do you want a working chimney?
I want a working chimney.
This is what you need.
The chimney sweep is here. The chimney sweep is here.
Gonna make your chimney shine.
God. You know why.
You want it to shine.
Try dial C-H-I-M-N-E-Y.
Thank you. That's it.
2446639.
It's a full commercial for God's
sake. Thank you very much. Yeah, I need a chimney.
Let's call on them.
So anyway, grunge is on the way. Miss O'Mara has, how did I write it down? Some thoughts about from Mrs. O'Mara about our workspace. Oh, and also it applies to the interns with scissors on the table
and
cardboard boxes, which she does. She wants that to be a legitimate dining
room.
Yeah,
you know what?
I understand completely.
It's a lovely dining room, and it really should be a functioning dining room.
You know what I think set her off?
What's that?
Because I think I was there. I was there for the ground zero of this.
Oh, let me know. I'd like to know that.
Usually I just jet out of here like the DeLorean, and you see two streaks of fire going out of Mike's front door.
Right.
18.2 gigawatts?
This time I went out the back, and I caught like a tail end of Carla just walking into the kitchen. I did not know she was home. She's wearing a TMOS shirt, so thank you for that. And I said, hey, nice to see you again. She's like, nice to see you too, because we hadn't seen her in a little bit.
Right.
And she looked on your granite countertop in your kitchen, and there was a shoe.
A shoe?
On top of your breakfast area.
Yeah.
Was it one of my shoes?
I don't know whose shoe it was.
Probably was one of my shoes.
And she looked at it.
Was it dainty?
Well, look at me.
She looked at it, and she said, did someone step in poo? And I said, I don't know. I got here late. Oh. And she kind of looked at me in a nice way, but she was... I can see her disappointment that there was a shoe on her breakfast bar.
And you know what? I can add to this. I believe it was yesterday... the day before, I went out to the kitchen to do something, and Carla was there. It's always a treat to see her.
Right.
And we talked nice about weight not and how, you know, things that I'm going to have to change. And I said, you should see RJ. And she said, okay. And she came in here, and she was really tickled to see RJ. And then I saw her sort of take a panoramic look of the studio.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
That's where it came from. But I would say
the shoe was definitely that was a strut holding up the idea,
when
too.
You have a shoe on your granite. On your a kitchen is really a woman's it's
domain.
Really her castle.
Careful,
right?
Careful.
For the most
part,
right?
Exactly.
It should be at least. Mm-hmm. And I will say, when I saw her look at
mostly
the shoe,
in the brothers' houses. I was just saying that because you hated it when I said brothers.
You know, especially in the third world countries.
So,
where in many cases it's simply a hut.
A lean-to.
There you go.
An adobe.
Very good.
I sat there and I looked at her as I was walking downstairs, and she was looking at the shoe in disappointment. I felt like – I was like, oh, no. I hope that's not RJ's shoe or Spiewak's shoe.
It could be Prince Harry's shoe. It would
as
have still been
as
bad.
As much as the shoe and whatever the cardboard is in there, I don't go into that room.
And just to be totally clear, we're talking about a – shoe. This has nothing to do with Mark Ronick.
No. A shoe.
There's a shoe on the counter.
Or a blackjack dealer. A product I'd love to have.
I have one.
I'd love to have a shoe.
Well, do you want me to bring you one?
I'd love it. If you have an extra shoe, I'd love to
have
a shoe.
I have but one. I could loan it to you.
Oh, no. Don't loan. I'll acquire.
But
plastic.
She's right. We should
Mine's
be
wood.
More professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
But there's one thing.
Yes.
And only one?
I would like to. There was one thing I think that may have been a big, big catalyst.
Okay.
And I hate to throw Mr. French under the bus
dear.
With this. But you are the pig pen. You are sloppy man. You look, I mean, just when you look at the cables and stuff.
Yeah.
We are all guilty.
Yeah.
Myself
included. Of being hot!
Mr. French, what do you think the number one item, which just shows that this is not a private home, that this is really more like a storage locker?
Well, let's see. Perhaps the
think
snake?
Not the snake.
I know. That's what I said. You didn't hear me earlier.
We have a cable snake.
It's been sitting in front of the fireplace
for all of our wires. That's this massive.
It allows you to run like 12 units.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ball of wires. Yes. It belongs in the back of a rental truck. It doesn't belong. And RJ put it in the middle of the living room. Like just sitting in the middle.
Oh,
like,
we'll go here.
Better, in front of the fireplace.
Better than
in
the front living of the room. Oh, in front of the fireplace.
It's really, it's
so charming
the
there.
The non-functional.
You have one of the most beautiful entrances to a home. With
yes.
A beautiful brick fireplace.
That's why I bought the house, because of the entrance.
A mirrored wall, beautiful hardwood floors.
Staircase.
It is a staircase
fireplace.
That curves up.
Leopard skin. No, I'm sorry.
A round bed that rotates.
Right, exactly.
But you come in, and it really is, it has all the makings of a show place. You don't see the drums right away.
Yes.
What you see is the cable.
The 100-foot snake.
Yes. Yes.
And the drums. So it all goes Friday.
It all goes Friday. It looks...
A week from Friday.
It looks dumpy. Mm-hmm. I had a...
I'll get rid of the drums before.
I had a young lady over... No.
Oh, see, I put on... Hold on. Before you go on with that, wait a minute. On the list today, I actually wrote it down. Not your love life, but Oscar Santana's World.
Oh.
Because we've had a lot of Buzz and a lot of Rob and a lot of Mike the last few days. Yeah. We haven't had a lot of you. And so why don't you save it?
That was one of the shows.
I want to find out about your young lady and your world.
That was one of the shows on Buzz's Don't Miss list.
That's right.
Was Oscar Santana's World.
It's a returning show.
Oh, that's why we didn't get to it.
Oscar Santana's World. Before we break, I do want to get an Iowa update. And Rob, if we're going to get regular Iowa updates, and it's positive, not negative.
Yes.
If it's positive, Rob, then I will ask for some music for any time we're discussing the Iowa road trip.
An Iowa road trip theme.
Yes, the Iowa road trip theme. And speaking of that, I'm going to give it two plugs today before we go to break. Also, meet and greet coming up. Mr. Burbank is going to be at the Anchor in Wichita, Kansas. Right. That's this Friday night.
Saturday evening.
Saturday night.
Yes. From 5 to 7 p.m.
Saturday from 5 to 7, a meet and greet. If you give Buzz the right amount of dirty martinis, he might go till 7:15 or 7:20.
Oh, yeah. Try me.
All right? So, you really, but first of all, get there for a Buzz meet and greet. It's extremely important to get there, not earlier, right at 5.
Right at 5.
You like punctuality.
Right, because I'll be having dinner at about 4, 4:30.
That's when the coupon is good.
And then
big steak.
And then the appearance 5 to 7, 7:30 bedtime.
7:30 bedtime.
That's the plan.
So if you want quality Buzz time and you're in the Wichita area, and I'm talking about Dallas, Texas. I'm talking about Austin, Texas. I'm talking about Kansas City,
Make
Missouri.
A trip.
Get your ass down to Wichita. If you're, hey, Tulsa. I don't think it's
that
far away.
No, it's not asking too
much. Get in the car and drive over to see Buzz. He's going to be at the Anchor, 5 to 7, Wichita, Kansas, this Saturday night.
We'll have a nice time, and there'll be a lot of hugs.
Very good. It should be a lot of fun.
You ready? This is actually a local band, Skin Candy.
Skin Candy. Oh,
and they do a great version of the Iowa fight song. Give it a second to kick in. Tom Foraker is the lead singer, and he actually is an advertiser.
What a filthy name for a band.
Nice.
That is pretty.
Iowa Road Trip 2011. Where are we? And Mr. Ronick, I've been waiting to do this with you for a couple of days.
Yeah.
What's the latest on our Iowa situation?
I was in touch with a gentleman who is with the football alumni club.
Ah, okay.
And he played football for them back in the late 60s.
Cool.
They are a pretty large group of guys, and they have all sorts of connections, which includes tickets for the game.
Very good.
And I said to him, well, you know, one of the big challenges that we've been told is lodging is going to be a problem. He said, don't worry about that. We can take care of that.
That's fantastic.
Guys.
Very
nice.
Really?
Yep. So they already know, as soon as I give him the green light, they will get their wheels in motion and get everything arranged for us, including one of the other things we talked about is maybe doing a somewhat of a tailgate show there.
Right.
And the date he proposed, October 15th, which is their night game.
Oh, boy. Wow. And you know what's funny? For a 12 o'clock kickoff out there, or 11 o'clock kickoff, tailgate starts at about 9 in the morning.
Okay.
But for a night game,
tailgating
starts at about 9 o'clock in the morning.
He's right.
But he seemed really excited about
that. Was that a Friday night game?
It's
or
a Saturday night game.
A Saturday night game.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like it could be
Friday.
Special.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Well, you know, I've been looking into the RV option if we still wanted to do that.
Okay.
And it's quite affordable, especially in comparison to 6 plane tickets.
Okay.
Yes. And we could make some stops. He even has suggestions along the way of where there are other alumni from the club that are set up so they could really take care of us along the way, and we could make some stops.
I would
and say
love
hello
if we could
listeners.
Try if I mean if we can get the time, it would be so great if we could get there on Thursday, do the podcast live on Friday from the KCJJ studios, because that was a lot of fun the last time we were out there.
Oh my God, do you remember it, Oscar?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And
it
then,
was a good
the whole
time.
And then we can Saturday we can tailgate, and that can be the podcast for Monday. I'm very eager. I've heard Tom Suter broadcast from the tailgate.
Okay,
there'll be no weaknesses of things to talk about or to.
All right.
There's a very good crowd there.
Let's we'll nail it down. We'll figure out what's going on. Can you get the time?
Of course.
Okay. Let's see if we can make it happen.
Yeah.
And
great news.
And Mark. I'm still and also Ginsburg is they are
Kinsey.
They are also very interested in helping us get there. Wonderful. and supporting this trip.
I love the idea of a Friday podcast.
Yeah.
And then do the tailgate show, and we broadcast that on Monday, which would be a travel day for us getting back.
We can be in the hospitals on Sunday, no problem.
let's make it so.
Okay.
When do you think we'll be able to nail it down? Do we have any idea?
I would imagine sometime next week we could
very good.
Confirm it.
Great. And we get maybe some sponsorships to take care of the...
Ginsey said he's interested in helping.
Now, how much driving time would it be in an RV?
It should probably be, considering some stops along the way, it should probably be a two-day trip. Mm-hmm.
I've heard, and I believe it was Richard, the news guy Richard Podaski, said that he has driven from Coralville to Andrews straight through in, I think, 18 hours.
Does 18 that hours, right, that's RJ? Definitely, God damn, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's 2 days.
That's two long days.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can get
But maybe we can cut.
See if we get a sponsor for the airfare.
Okay. Maybe we can cut through a few backyards.
I hated flying back from there, though. Yeah. I hate flying out there.
You know what? I think that 18 hours in an RV over 2 days with this crowd, I'll bring a deck of cards. It won't be bad.
We can always, depending on schedules, we can always have some guys fly, some guys drive. But if we figure we do an afternoon, say noonish podcast on Friday, if we can, or maybe we do the podcast live.
Well, that's what we did last time.
Let's do it at 5 o'clock, and I just don't think we can do our marathon on Friday, Rob, like we did last time.
No, we couldn't do that.
Do you understand me, Rob? I don't think we can do our marathon.
Just do our show.
I'm looking right at you in the eye now. We can't do our
marathon.
You can do whatever
Rob's
you want.
Looking down.
You can do it all day if you want to.
I think it might be nice if you stop by the morning show.
All right, Jesus Christ. It depends on when we're going to get in there.
I understand.
We're driving in an RV, and it's 18 hours, you know. We're going to certainly tune up on Thursday night.
Oh, I hear you.
A little bit.
They serve things out there that'll be delicious.
So we'd have to leave on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
No.
Wednesday.
Earliest.
To get there by Thursday night.
No, nobody.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we can get there by Friday morning, can't we?
That's a long time.
You want to be there Thursday night. You want a night's sleep.
Mike, you don't even like doing the show sometimes. I like you 18 hours in a bus with us.
I like the idea of leaving Wednesday.
I do too.
After the show.
Okay.
And remember, we got
I'll
a lot of people.
Wherever you guys want to go.
RJ and then we can do, handle if, most of the wheel stuff, but that doesn't mean that we can't give him a break.
Here it is. Thursday would be a travel day.
Right.
Right.
There will be one day we do
we
not
can
do the show.
We always record in the RV.
Okay. You know what? Listen, Mr. Content, we're going to have one day where we travel. We had travel days on the radio. We will have one on this. We will put one of our fabulous best of shows, and we will go sans bonus hour that particular week.
Okay.
Okay?
You got it.
Can we accept that? And then the goal will be, we leave here Wednesday, and the goal will be to be on the air at the latest by 5 o'clock in Iowa on Friday.
It's a piece of cake.
Does that sound doable?
I'd like to be there a little earlier, but that's fine.
I know
fine.
You would. But you know what? And RJ, can you drive?
Yes, I can.
All right. Everybody cool with that particular weekend?
Sure. And
we'll
we
lock
all...
it down next week because I got to check schedules.
We can
see.
Always, we can all spell RJ, too, if he needs a break. It's not like he needs to drive all
the time. Is it
going to
be a nice RV?
Yeah, I was looking only at the largest ones that were available.
Fun.
I will require a captain's seat.
Right? Which I have driven and rented before for a radio station.
Right.
You're going to hate it.
There's a nice preview.
We're going to be like, it'll be kitten piling in the back. That big bed that usually comes in the RV is meant for multiple people. You're thinking of a tour bus.
Well, and I'm thinking.
Can we get a tour bus?
Yeah,
like with separate,
tour
with
bus.
Separate
There's
bunks?
There's no way that'll happen.
With separate bunks?
Yeah.
Then we could drive all night.
That's true. We could.
We can always.
If it was a tour bus, it'd be amazing.
And we could pretend to be George Jones.
If we can't get.
Why don't we wrap the bus in TMOS?
Well, listen, no matter what we do, I think we have to do that.
Why don't we record the wrapping of the bus and sell it as a podcast?
That's
out of control.
Why don't we dip the bus in gold?
Ginsburg can do it.
That's right.
Ginsy,
you know what?
Great
do you
video.
Think This is doable, right?
Yes.
This is a doable thing.
Well, I really what I did is I poked the bear when I told Mark that it's not possible, and he's going to make it possible.
Really? Like the you mean the tour bus is not possible?
Now, there's one cost that we haven't looked into yet is that we will have to have a lawyer on retainer for the murder. Because after the trip, someone is going to be dead.
We don't know who, but someone.
Here it is.
I would love it.
We leave on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to drive most of the day on Thursday. The fact is that I think that we will, if we don't have the tour bus, mm-hmm. all right, this is it. We will stop at some like no-tell motel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We will do that. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think a stop should be planned anyway.
I agree.
Just for the sake of showering.
Okay. All right.
I look forward to the long talks.
Buzz. Turn the radio down. We're going to talk.
That's the kicker. We will take a break and come back. When we come back, Oscar Santana's World, Honeycrisp Apple News, and watch out for the dragonflies. We'll be right back.
What do you always tell me, Mike?
La, la, la.
You say, play more Ray Parker Jr.
I love Ray Parker. Is that Ray Parker Jr.?
For radio, yeah.
You can't change that.
I think this is when it was radio with Ray Parker Jr., I think.
Hey, I want to talk about Wait Not because we love Wait Not, and we love our success on Wait Not. I feel so damn good when I'm eating Wait Not. I swear to God. When I say eating Wait Not, I'm just on their program.
All right.
I'm on their program. I'm doing the work. I'm taking more weight off. I'm very happy. RJ Diaz has taken 300 pounds off on Wait Not program. How many? Tab Patterson said his cholesterol went down 74 points.
Yeah. Exactly.
From 229 to 153, he's down to a size 32 pant from a size 36.
Wow.
The weird thing is, he's lost all that weight. He's 6 inches taller.
He's lost 40 pounds in his 8 weeks.
You know, we were talking about this on the radio this morning, that Weight Not targets the fat, not the lean. And on a lot of these programs, you hear, hey, once your metabolism slows down, you know, your body's going to store all that fat and you're just going to lose muscle mass. You hear that all the time, especially with rapid weight loss. Not the case with Weight Not. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how they do it. I know they do it in an all-natural way, and it's a wonderful program because it does target the fat. It does not target the lean. That's why I got the big old gut. My gut goes before everything else. Where I used to look around and I'd still have a little clam belly and I'd be losing weight in my arms and legs,
right,
and I'd be pissed off because I don't need it off there.
Like a meth addict.
I would look like a meth addict.
That would be sad.
Weight Not does target the lean muscle mass, and the Weight Not system helps your body to mobilize excess body fat and maximize the body's ability to rapidly burn and process the fat. That means that you do it fast, you're motivated because it comes off fat. You're going to see this. Rob, you're about to probably go through an experience where you're going to get done like by Wednesday of next week, and you are going to be so thrilled with the results you get.
Now, you know, we probably save the lengthy interview for tomorrow, but we have to let RJ say the milestone he hit today.
Did you hit 80 today?
81 pounds.
81 pounds! Oh, I would have spent the whole time talking about that if I'd known.
Tomorrow, he has so much to say. We talked about it on the ride-in today. It's an amazing story.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't get to that today.
Tune in tomorrow.
That's quite all right. But one thing I didn't want to say, it's just amazing, Mike. I can't believe myself.
Did you say there's one thing I didn't want to say?
Yes.
Why, and you know what's sad? Why, he practiced on the way in.
You lose the weight. Why is the English language? Did you go? Can I ask you a serious question? Let me give the plug first. 855 Weight Not. 855-934.
Still messed it up.
4486.
We'll practice more tomorrow.
You know,
tomorrow,
when I scream, we really do have good shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, weightnot.com.
Let's do that every day.
Every single day. I know you all like it. Weightnot.com. Can I ask you a question?
I'm scared not to be funny.
When you were a little bitty baby, was English the second language in your home?
No. There you go. Thank you. Sorry. My uncle dropped me on my head.
Okay, thank you.
You know, he's wearing an XL shirt now.
Hey.
I used to bring him the triple XL. X's. He's wearing an XL.
Let me stand up. Let us see you. Well, you're not on camera, so it doesn't matter. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait,
look
tomorrow.
At that.
Cameras are great. Back tomorrow.
So tremendous weight loss.
Look at that.
Now?
Confidence.
Toning. Anyway.
I disagree. I disagree.
You disagree. Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Did anybody see the dragonflies in my backyard yesterday?
What?
Or the day before? An infestation. It might have been the flooding that we had here in Manassas. An infestation of dragonflies.
Most honorable dragonflies.
Don't worry about it.
Is that my phone?
Exterminator.
Okay, very good.
How big are they?
They're about an inch and a half long.
Creepy bug. Don't like those. You know what? I like a praying mantis.
Right.
Because praying mantises kind of seem like they have personalities.
Yeah, but they can give you a nasty bite. Are you aware of that?
Well, that's because you respect them.
These material. Rob, I'm talking about 75 to 100 of these things.
Yeah, you know what? They're
floating
crafty.
Around the back.
Dragons are Asian. And this is a crafty bug.
Just shut up. Can I tell you? Okay. I was really trying to get a serious answer as to why.
It's because of all the water, right?
Is it the water?
I think, I think so.
Dragons. It's water.
It's the inscrutable Asian as far as Rob is concerned.
Always.
So
Did
anyway.
Did you leave out any rice?
If anybody can send me on Facebook why I have these. I understand mosquitoes breed when mm-hmm. there's a standing water. That might have been. But these were like full grown, inch long dragonflies that scared me.
They fly by. They like make wind with their wings because they're big. And you feel like.
Not aggressive, though. They're not aggressive. Right. They're just flying around sneaky. Randomly. Sneaky. That's right. They're sneaky, Rob. They're extremely, they're very, very sneaky.
An adjective.
Just like Tora, Tora, Tora.
No, no. I'm not piling on.
All right.
I'm like 1/5 Japanese.
From okay. one from one song to the next. Yeah. It's time to visit a place we all like to visit every now and then.
Lonelyville?
A little place we call Oscar Santana's World. Oscar, we haven't checked in with you.
Yes,
we know
yes,
that you know you're hanging in there. You're enjoying your single life. You
yes.
had some issues with the ex, but that's okay. That was the bonus hour. We didn't. We won't talk about that here. How is your world? How is Oscar Santana's world?
Well, the latest update that I think is breaking news for everybody is that Donald's home.
Oh, Donald.
Donald is back.
Your neighbor.
Where
Donald.
Had he gone?
He had shattered his hip and he had had surgery.
I must have been out when you had that on the show.
Yes,
I missed that. Really?
Yeah, and I went to the hospital and I saw him. I've seen him a couple times in his physical therapist, I guess halfway house. And he finally came home yesterday. And
is he getting around okay with a shattered hip?
It's really, it's a strange thing, and we will all go through this at some point in our life, I imagine. But he is on a walker, mm-hmm. and since he has limited family, he's got, I think, a nephew or a friend staying with him.
Right.
So when instead of just going to the grocery store and buying groceries for Donald, I knew he had guests, so I bought him a bunch of different things, and I dropped it off at his door. And Donald's always been great about not wearing any clothes when he answers the door.
Did you buy him stuff that an older gentleman would like, or did you buy him hip groceries?
No, I know he
did
likes...
Did you get him, like, vitamin
I
water?
I know he always asks me to buy mayonnaise, and he always likes milk vitamin D.
He's got, like, 11 jars of mayonnaise in his refrigerator
so,
right now.
Well, that's the secret to his complexion.
I picked up some orange juice, some chips, something that he might like, because he right. can't really get around. He's on
Good.
A walk.
That's very nice of
and
you,
And I knock on the door. He goes, Oscar, meet my cousin Johnny. And Johnny's on the couch.
Incidentally, your impression always makes me think that it's like a 95-year-old black man.
And you see, and he's getting more and more now closer to being the gingerbread man from Shrek.
And one impression. He goes, I said, well, Donald, I got you some groceries. He goes, oh, you little rascal. You're always looking, thinking of me. And I said, and he calls me little rascal too many times.
Little rascal.
Yeah.
And then the flap opens.
Like, I think he wants to bang me.
He wants to bang you.
And I said, Donald, I don't know if you know, but your cousin or your nephew, I don't know who it is sleeping right now. You might want to tone it down a little bit because the guy is sleeping. I guess he's been taking care of Donald so much he might be exhausted.
He's in Donald's apartment
on Donald's twin bed / couch.
Is he asleep?
Oscar, see, you got me some orange juice.
Yeah,
I was wondering if you'd like to come in and watch me dip my pussy willow in it.
Oscar, this is my nephew, John, and he's asleep, but I held a mirror under his nose. And it never fogged up, so if you just want to loosen your trousers.
This is what the latest is I go in, I put all his groceries in his fridge.
Very nice.
I walk out, and then his cousin, Johnny, like wakes up, like gets startled and wakes up.
Is this the guy, this the nephew or the cousin?
There's one guy, I don't know if it's nephew
Some
or
relative.
Cousin.
All right, it's a relative. The relative wakes up.
And he looks at me, and then he looks at me and like, who's this Spanish guy in the house? Yeah. And I say, oh, I'm just Donald's neighbor. I'm just bringing some groceries. He's like, oh, okay, thank you so much.
Is the cousin and clothed?
He is under a blanket. And he reaches down. His hands are inside his blanket.
Oh,
and he reaches out to shake my hand.
Oh,
and as we
God.
All know, when we nap or sleep,
we hold on to little Mr. Happy.
Sometimes our hand goes in a place where
we've never had that discussion. And since you brought it up, I constantly have my hand down there.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, outside of the bedroom?
Well, outside.
It's like
when
Al
I'm
Bundy.
Watching, when I'm watching TV,
yeah,
quite often, I'll be holding on to it.
I'll hold on to it.
I'll hold on to it a lot. I mean, I know that
it's reassuring.
The brothers have cornered the market on this as far as like putting it in their pop culture, music videos and such.
Yes.
But I will tell you that.
You mean like rap singers?
I'll never forget.
Those lyrics.
There have been many times when Carla and her mom will be.
Do you really want to tell the story?
They'll be out like going grocery shopping.
Yes.
Or Carla's mom is coming over to visit, and I'll be kind of dozing, watching TV. And if I'm dozing watching TV, I am like this.
Do you have it inside, like the Al Bundy?
Many times. Many times I will.
Inside the pants.
Sometimes, you know what? It's not really fully taking care of the little man, right. But it's really just, it just feels
just
okay.
Make sure that he's
it feels
all right.
Good. Yeah, you kind of pull it, stretch it, you know, make sure
stretch
it's
all right.
It's comforting. And one time I did have the full thing down there, and I wasn't doing anything.
No, right.
Because I was watching like a baseball game.
But the players were really cute.
And Linda came around the corner and said, "Hi, Mike." And I'm like, "Oh, hi." And you know, suddenly your hand just goes up.
Flies out. Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about.
So, but the gentleman did this, and he reached out to shake my hand. And I think, like you, three steps ahead.
Right. Reach out and grab his warm hand.
And I knew, I said,
moist
this
hand
could go
sticky.
Really wrong.
Yeah.
And there's only one thing you can do that, which I didn't do.
What did you do?
I wanted to fist bump him because I knew where his hand was.
Right. So it had to be incredibly obvious when you saw him lying on the couch.
I went for the fist bump, and Donald said, Donald was, Oscar, you shake that man's hand.
Oh, God.
Oh,
so it went from the fist bump
he would say that.
To full handshake, and I swear he had just reached his hand from out of his balls because it was sweaty and warm.
Did you get any pubes?
It was moist.
Oh, my.
It's the same feeling I have when I reach up from there from waking up.
Oh, God.
How old was the guy?
Might have been in his 40s.
Okay. So it's prime
old balls.
Ball grabbing old balls. You know, hey, watch out. Not old
balls.
Hey, I'm
almost 40.
You know, Donald, I brought you some mayonnaise, some chips, some orange juice, and a lot of Purell.
So I knew as soon as I shook that man's hand.
Right.
He gave me a ball handshake.
The ball handshake.
So Oscar walked home like the Statue of Liberty.
Hey, Oscar, you sure you want to stick around and practice some nude yoga? Me and the cousin, we're going to do some nude yoga. Oscar.
What I'm going to do is my nephew has an ointment that he needs and a powder. Can you help him with the application of his powder, Oscar?
Oscar, could you come over to the couch? My nephew's having trouble reaching that trouble spot with his gold bond.
Powder.
I wish he used gold bond.
Yeah.
It was moist. So as soon as I'm done with the handshake, I look at Donald and all I'm thinking is I got to wash this off.
Right away.
So I scurry out of Donald's apartment into mine and I'm scrubbing down like a doctor.
I was going to say up to the elbow.
Yes.
So Donald is back.
Donald's back.
Is fine.
Yay. Everything's good. What I wanted to say really to the point where Carla thinks that this place is kind of looks like a bomb shelter.
Yes.
Is that my apartment is similar because it's got foam on the wall, but that's all it is.
You have
got spaces in your home that actually look like a home. My apartment looks like a studio.
Now it's just
like
this living room. Studio.
That's all it is. Yeah.
Because you do
Rally the Horde.
Rally the Horde down there.
Tech 401 was out of there.
Also his Amway.
Amway, I stopped. I just didn't have time for that.
Hey, a plug for the Big O and Duke show, which you can link also on our website, MikeOMaraShow.com. Big Show. I think all sold out, or at least
sold out.
The State Theater. It's coming up this Friday night, and you're going to be out there. And
got a
on
mystery
stage.
Guest.
What's that band that you're going to have there?
The Pie Tasters.
The Pie Tasters.
Yeah, I like pie.
And of course, they were talking about the other kind of pie.
I liked my. So was I.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So everything all right? What about the love life?
So the love life in Congress with that is that I had a young lady over. That I was, 50-50 if I was going to try to bang or not, or she would actually have sex with me.
Could go
And it went to a quick 20-80 when she said to me, "Why is your place so dumpy?"
Oh,
oh dear.
And I said,
"Oh man!"
And I said, "I don't think you understand. Like, there's things that happen on that computer in the
studio.
Monitor.
It's the guy thing.
Yeah.
It's the guy thing." And my only memory of the guy pad. The dumpy guy pad involves your other radio partner, Mr. Chad Dukes, and his brother.
Yeah.
I believe this was Casey Dukes.
Yeah,
and Casey Dukes wrestled.
Well, she left.
She didn't stay?
No.
Damn it.
She mentioned dumpy, and then I got mad.
Casey Dukes rescued me from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern
one
night.
So no more moist hands?
When I was lonely, I was during a period of my loneliness.
Yes, yes.
And brought me back to his bachelor pad where he lived at the time with a guy that I called Wesley Crusher.
Yes.
The guy that was always at his side. And they were the consummate, like, 28-year-old, 25-year-old yeah. bachelors.
Oh, they were in pre-douchebag mode,
right.
100 miles an hour. They're ready for their douchebag 30s.
Nice guys, yes. though. Had a great time. Had a couple of beers when we got back there. And then they had a guest room, thank God, because they actually rented a house.
Nice place.
And I woke up in the morning, and, you know, I limp into the hallway bathroom. And oh, my God.
That's always the worst.
Oh, my God. I mean, I lived in a group house when I was in college, but mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, nothing ever prepared me.
Oh.
I looked at the back, and it looked to me, the part between the toilet seat itself mm-hmm. and the rest mm-hmm. of the bowl,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
that little space
yeah.
there,
mm-hmm. yeah.
it looked to me like it was a two-toned mm-hmm. toilet
mm-hmm.
that
yeah. right.
somebody had actually painted it. Black.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how much hair.
Well, that's the wrong color.
And you know what?
That's how
what's
much
really,
hair was
What's
there.
Amazing is it starts so young. Do you know Robert? He's only 8.
Right.
And he has no hair to drop yet.
Right.
But he's got the early stages of that. I don't know how he aims when he takes a leak.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure it involves lacing his fingers together and putting them behind his head. And neither one of my children, I'm not going to call them by name, Julia, but neither one of them will flush a BM.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And, oh my God, that's
and
egregious.
I don't understand why.
Maybe
and
when they're I playing a game.
When I call them on it,
for each other.
When I call them on it,
yeah,
they laugh. And you know what I do?
You laugh with them.
Because it's funny.
Oh, no. Dear.
But I say it's really important. And
now they know they're
that's
young
your
enough.
Schtick.
That's your approval.
Yes.
I know.
Your
I
laughter
know.
Is your approval.
But, Mike, it's funny.
Get them back by you leaving it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bathroom. If I did that, they'd think they're watching Psycho.
And we have to let everybody in on the little parent secret here, though.
Okay.
Because the child's turd is cute.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's the
is
thing.
It? Mike.
To us, it's cute.
Maya.
Really?
Oh, boy.
I don't want to talk
she
about
takes
this.
Bigger sh** than I do. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
Melissa and I will talk about it afterwards.
Really?
Maya constantly clogs the toilet.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe that's too much paper.
Well,
that
no,
might be
no,
too
no,
much
no,
paper.
No, no,
you know
no,
what?
No,
she,
no.
Mike,
I mean, logs.
It takes, she
wow.
takes after her Uncle Peter.
The unknown Peter Ruddock. On that note, we will take a break, and we will come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. This segment is brought to you by BFD Fantasy Football, Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Get your advice from a proven winner, not some poser. BFD Fantasy Football is ranked one of America's best when it comes to the world's biggest fantasy football competition. Go to BFDFantasyFootball.com or just click their ad on our website. Speaking of fantasy football, my lady, another thing on the shopping list that
yes.
was there last night. Get rid of Michael Vick. She is not forgiven.
Yeah.
She has not forgiven him.
But your excuse is that
dog.
You didn't actually draft him.
Yeah, I
this
didn't articulate.
Mike,
I didn't articulate it.
Mike,
well.
I called dibs. We'll talk about it.
But we'll see what happens.
Can I just say about BFD, Lou Tranquilli's show on the Moore Broadcasting
nice.
Network? That's
yes.
available now at MikeOMaraShow.com/football.
Get
right,
it.
Right.
Get
Very
it.
Good.
And you know what? I shared the honor with Oscar yesterday. I called into Lou's program.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. They have a feature called the Clueless Question, and I was overqualified.
Oh, very good.
Funny, funny guys.
Cool. Nobody more qualified than Lou Tranquilli, yes. though, mm-hmm. to lay out advice for your fantasy team.
He led me to a Super Bowl victory last year while I was in a coma.
Yeah, he enjoyed throwing that in my face.
Jesus Christ, I forgot Buzz
yeah,
was in
right.
a coma.
Yeah, that's right, and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wow.
Thanks
yeah.
to Lou Tranquilli.
Beat me.
Lou Tranquilli is the man.
It's a very entertaining show. And God, yeah. everybody checks in with them. They have people from every city calling in. It's
you
great.
Know, really, if we can be honest, the way it worked, Buzz worked with Lou
right.
more
Lou.
Than anybody. He was kind of your co-captain.
Absolutely.
Right.
He helped
and
me draft. He helped me all the way through the season.
He was the co-owner, right. and bingo bango,
right.
Lou Tranquilli got it done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guy knows his stuff, and he can help you with your fantasy league. Let's open up the audio ball.
Open the thing.
See what's going on for today, Wednesday, September 14, 2011.
Shocked. Mike, color me shocked. I was shocked to find out Dick Cheney at one point was a party animal.
Really?
Did you know? Of course, it was like around the Civil War.
Well, I think there's a, you know what, based on his weight and the heart attacks, there might have been a little lifestyle there.
Check this out. This is from The View yesterday. This really genuinely surprised me.
Well, I got kicked out of Yale twice. I was arrested twice for driving under the influence when I was 20, 21 years old. When my classmates were graduating from Yale and Lynn was graduating summa cum laude from college, I was in jail in Rock Springs, Wyoming.
For how long?
Just for overnight, but that was enough. I decided that I had to clean up my act, seriously, that I was headed down a bad road, and I went to work and ended up 10 years later, I was White House Chief of Staff.
Wow. Now, the thing that's amazing...
You hear that swagger, that ego there, I was White House Chief of Staff.
I really can't fault anyone for having a DUI, but...
It happens to young people.
It happens to the best of people. But I just want to say this. How is it? And he worked in the Ford administration, right? I mean, he goes that far back.
Right. Yeah, he goes back a long
way. How is it we've not heard about this? Or am I just had my head in the dirt?
His memoir just came out.
He never had a book to sell before.
Yeah, well, it's pretty good. And congratulations to him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. For all those people that might want to sober up, does that mean you're going to turn into like a turbo dick once you get that sober?
No, only if you have a robot heart.
Just
if
you're him. Really, though, this is horrible. And I know that there are people in recovery. God bless you. I am not trying to offend you.
Thank you, Mike.
Really, do you think that... Really, that the anger and the just being mean to other people comes from the idea
if I was forced
that
to quit drinking, if I was forced to say that you can have no more alcohol, no doubt I'd shoot my friend in the face, just like he did. And you know what? He's just coping, and bless his heart.
He is doing the best he can.
I think what would help him is if he got himself a really nice black turtleneck, like Roger Ebert.
Oh,
Mike.
God, Rob.
Did you see any of Roger Ebert on the Today Show?
Yes, I did. I was going to text you.
It was great because here's why. First off, the man is very brave. He has his entire jaw removed.
Right.
And he has sort of an appliance that he wears. He kind of looks like the way Roger Ebert used to look.
Mm-hmm.
The Today Show sent him all the questions in advance so he could type out his answers. I was a little disappointed. The last time we heard from Roger, they had taken hours and hours and hours of him talking to make his voice synthesizer his own voice.
So it's natural or more natural.
Well, he's still got the British guy, but I will give him credit. He has a magnificent sense of humor. And here he is. He was asked about his partner, Gene Siskel.
But you said if you had a sitcom, it would that's be called Best Enemies. And he really was like a brother to you.
By the way, that's not him. That's the interviewer.
Right. If he were alive today, what would he say to you now?
He would have been wholehearted in my corner through these troubles. Although we argued almost as a way of life, we shared a deep understanding of one another. He would also have continued to make jokes about me. Well, at least you don't need a bookmark anymore to find your chin.
You once asked your doctor to put Coca-Cola through your G-tube. Why?
I still have Cokes once in a while. I like the caffeine.
So he cannot eat. He has to eat through a tube.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he has his doctor... intrastomically, whatever the word is, give him Coca-Cola because he's that bad of a caffeine junkie.
Wow.
But he also, amazing. I saw him drinking RC in the interview, so I don't think that he's a brand sensitive.
I give a guy, you know, you do say brave, I do give a guy like that credit.
I mean, I know, and you know
a lot
what?
Of people would have quit a long time
it's
ago.
It's really easy
I
for me to...
I would off myself.
It's really easy for me to joke and say someone is brave. He really is brave. And another, this was a pretty long piece. He's using Twitter and he's using a blog and he's using Facebook. There's nothing that has happened to him that can prevent him from still being the preeminent movie critic in America.
You're
he
absolutely
can still
right.
watch. He can still write.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he has a great presence. And
I mean, really, he was the definitive guy. I mean, I remember his reviews were almost the gold standard. I never had a reviewer.
And the two of them together with Siskel.
Yeah,
amazing.
The two of them were tremendous. Yeah. But yeah. I found that I sided with Roger Ebert an awful lot more than Gene Siskel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And because they fought a lot, they did argue a lot. They almost. I got the impression sometimes with Siskel and Ebert that it was almost like a bad role for Siskel because you know what? I know he was probably completely authentic with his reviews, but I always thought that Roger Ebert seemed to really get the upper hand on a lot of
Roger Ebert was more of a regular guy. In fact, he co-wrote Beyond the Valley of the Ultra Vixens, which was kind of a softcore porn.
Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Well, yeah, whatever it was. And Siskel considered himself a little higher brow.
Right.
But they did agree on one basic measurement of whether or not a movie's any good. And I thought this made them a great team and made what they did very important. And that was, are the characters in the story people that you like, that you care about?
Care about,
do you care about the characters? If you do, it's a good movie. If you don't, it's a bad movie. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And they both agreed on that. They
very,
made a great
very
scene.
Valid.
Yeah.
And, you know, a good guy. And also, I was very pleased. The Blu-ray, I know.
Where'd they record that show? Over a nuclear power plant or something?
I know. They're dropping. Chicago. They're dropping like flies.
Wow.
The Blu-ray of Citizen Kane drops this week. It's one of the greatest movies ever made. And I was really pleased to see they kept. He did two commentaries on it for the original DVD release, and they kept them both. He's a brilliant, brilliant film guy. Now, do you remember when Mike?
Yes, yes.
Mike, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
I cared about the characters.
I know you cared about the
Who's
characters.
Who's Citizen?
Orson Welles.
Citizen Kane.
He's Kane. John Foster Kane.
Charles Foster Kane. Just coming from someone Kane. Who thought Casablanca was about a White House.
Well, it is. Casablanca.
I know. And
hey, Casablanca, 100% better than Citizen Kane.
In many ways it is, and in some ways it's not.
Okay.
Oh, Top Gun 3D's coming out.
Someday we must get together and have a Monte Cristo.
Which one's
and
in
discuss
color?
It.
I don't like Citizen. I think Citizen Kane is too long. I think it takes too long.
It really doesn't. It's really? Under 2 hours.
I love Casablanca.
I
waited till I was older to see Casablanca for the first time.
Mike, you were older when it came out.
Thank you very much, Rob. That's the second age joke.
Do you remember when Anderson Cooper got this case?
So after Gerard
got this case of the giggles,
urination. The plane had to turn around and go back to the
talking about Gerard Depardieu.
The crew had to deal with the Golden Globe winning Tinkle. Now, all I can say is they should thank their lucky stars it wasn't Depardieu. Sorry.
Such a little girl.
I love this
line. It made me giggle every time I read it.
One more, because I want you to hear it.
He hasn't commented on this incident.
Here we go.
He's got a great laugh.
Depardieu. I know you got it, but...
It's like Maya has a talk show.
Right. It's just stupid funny, though.
Well,
I love it.
Yesterday, he has, apparently no one's watching it. He's got a show on ABC. I think he's got Oprah's time slot.
Rightly
it's
so.
It's a syndicated talk show. Yeah.
He's
Anderson,
so qualified to be like a 60 Minutes correspondent. He is so not qualified to be a talk show.
And they all want that gig somehow.
They want that gig, and it's just not going to work for him.
Well, yesterday he had on Depardieu. To discuss this very incident.
Oh, my God.
And I love Gerard Depardieu. Mike, he talks the way I want a Frenchman to talk.
Okay.
He talks the way you talk when you talk like a Frenchman.
Okay, let's
Here's Gerard Depardieu talking about taking a leak on an airplane.
You want to pee. You want to make a pee. And I say, please, madame, could I go to the toilet? She blocked the door with her foot, and she said, no, go back to your place. And I have a friend who has a bottle. And he said, I'll take the bottle. So I took the bottle and I peed. And it was so beautiful, you know, it's very hard. Oh, I was, the bottle was too small. It was too small, the bottle, you know. You know, I am an elephant. I said, don't worry, I will clean. It's nothing, just a pee.
So it's perfect because it's what really happened.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you know what? And you hear it on the internet and you hear it was, Gerard, it becomes this horrible
crime. Yeah, they made it sound
crime.
Like he stood up and whipped it out.
Because it's on an airplane. How many men in this room have peed at strange locations when they really had to go?
Yeah. We all have done it. Since this show has started. This episode.
That's terrific. Just for the purpose of showing, hey, yeah, this man was not a monster, not out of control.
Great Britain, and I don't know what's so great about it, has a magazine called Time Out, and they did a listener and musician poll to come out with the 100 songs that changed history. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty, you know, normal list. There's only two that I will play you because only two of them matter. At number one,
songs that changed history.
At number one, Fight the Power by Public Enemy. Kind of on the forefront of the rap movement, and also, you know, set the table. But I think number 10 will surprise you because it was the number one song in Germany when the Berlin Wall came down. And it was the theme. It was the theme that people were singing when they tore the Berlin Wall down. Of the 100 songs that changed history, at number 10.
Number 10.
David Hasselhoff, Looking for Freedom. I've been looking for
freedom. Wow. How horrible.
And you want to talk about a guy who continues to fall up.
Wow. Hasselhoff. You know, it just shows me if you keep in there plugging in this business of show, you'll hang in there. Got time for one more, Rob?
Yeah, well, real quick. Of course, George Clooney had a press conference promoting a movie. I think this was in Colorado.
This is great audio.
I think it was in Colorado that he was promoting.
Man does not like his privacy violated even at a press conference.
And God, he is great the way he handles him. An interviewer asked him a very loaded sort of TMZ-styled question.
That's exactly what the interview is doing.
And he really hands it right back to him. What a cool guy.
Which is harder, directing or dating in the spotlight?
Well, you know, it's funny. I knew someone would do it. I'm a little disappointed it's you. I mean, everyone here is a little ashamed of you right now. Honestly. What's your name? Paul Chi. Everybody remember that name. The hard-hitting interview by Paul. Listen, I think it's tremendous that you asked the question. Go back and tell your editor you asked the question, okay? Good for you.
He is, and we've all been under duress in an on-air situation. He is stressed out of his mind with that question.
Sure.
He is so pissed off at the guy.
But
and the
he
guy
keeps
really,
it in check.
He does keep it in check, but it's like you could tell. You know, this is a guy that bought his, where was that place? Lake Como?
Como.
In Italy. This guy not only wanted, you know, he found a place in Italy you could hide. You know, I mean, it's just, this man wants his privacy.
Now, that was a great moment. I think we'll all agree, but not the best moment of the press conference. A lot of people forget George Clooney's sitcom past. He was on a show called.
RJ, you want to stretch out on a little bit? You want to maybe do some dancing over there?
I'm trying to stop the noise.
You're trying to stop what noise?
The case that I just knocked over.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Knock it over. Just get situated because you fidget. There you go. Thank you very much, brother. All right.
Worth it.
Good. Why wait till the end of the show when that's done? You know, yeah. Hey, stop fidgeting now. That was your last chance to fidget.
Hey, come on. Give Dre a break.
Dre.
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 He's
with his cool red headphones.
R-Dre.
Right. Don't for R-Dre.
R-Dre. R-Dre Diaz.
Don't forget that George Clooney had a past in sitcoms. He was a regular on The Facts of Life towards the end.
Right.
And also, he was on The Roseanne Show. And he told a most colorful story about Roseanne. I think you'll enjoy that. And this is how we will close today.
I have to say, Roseanne is really fun. It was crazy fun, but fun. It's the first time I met her, she's like, "You're really good looking. Why don't you take me out behind the stage and make me stink?"
Take me behind the stage and make me stink.
Good.
A classy lady.
That is good. We will take a break and come back with buzz and news right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Take me backstage. I thought she was going to suggest something else. Make love to me.
Well, I think that's what she meant by make me stink.
Yeah.
Let's get a news update. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Brought to you today by iConfidential.com. With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is the safe way to organize, access, and share your files, picture, and music anywhere. Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. Store files and grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage. Now have all your important stuff available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Just click their ad on our website. We certainly don't need to be reminded about how divided our country has become, but this is too interesting to ignore. A new study indicates that regional accents in the U.S. are not only not disappearing, they're becoming more distinct and more pronounced.
All I know
there it is
that that's probably the best news we're going to hear all day.
I want to congratulate the O's on beating the Tampa Rays last night.
That was a great victory.
That's right. I spent the whole night watching it over.
You know what I had? I had my beer in my star foam cooler.
I love regional accents, Buzz.
A linguistics professor at the University of Pennsylvania says red state dialects are getting red statier, especially in regions that border more urban areas. A southern type accent or twang tells others, "You don't like Obama either."
You know what's great about the Pennsylvania accent is when they ask questions, but they end on a down note.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to the store?
It's almost an Irish thing, too.
It is a little bit.
It's a little bit. You know, you ask that goes down there. And this doesn't surprise me at all. I've always thought that, regional accents are kind of like you want to show that you're part of the boys.
There was a trend, though. I mean, a lot of Southerners went to school to try to ditch that accent because they felt it made them sound dumb and they wanted to get ahead in business. And so they went to dialect school to try to dump their Southern accent.
It's a curse for the people that have a Southern accent.
It seems to be swinging the other way now because of the political divide. It's almost a way of saying I'm
proud to be where I'm from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very interesting. And I think maybe more media figures being on, like a Nancy Grace, mm-hmm. has a little Southern accent.
And who's the crazy bald guy? That's married,
Dr. Phil?
No, that's married to Mary Matlin.
James Carville.
He's got the crazy accent.
He's got the crazy accent as well.
You've probably already seen the video or heard about this, but
Dr. Phil
deserves recognition here
crazy,
by us,
crazy
I
bald
think.
Guy.
To point out that on some things, we can still pull together as one people. Monday morning in Logan, Utah. Thanks for putting this up on your Facebook page,
no
Oscar. A BMW pulled out of a parking lot in Logan, Utah, Monday morning and crashed into a motorcycle. The 21-year-old biker was trapped under the car. The bike burst into flames. Then the car caught fire. Three college students, some construction workers, some joggers, and some guys in suits all rushed in together and lifted the car off the young man despite the danger to themselves. The biker is burned and broken, but he's alive thanks to the people who probably have different accents.
Yeah, and fire all around and on that vehicle at a certain point. And when they brought that guy out from underneath that car, I swear to God, I thought he was a pure goner.
Well, you know what? Yeah. They had the guys, a lot of the rescuers on the Today Show this morning.
Right.
At least two of them thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason they put themselves at risk was respect for his body. They said, that's no way for a corpse to be. Get him away from the fire.
Yeah, because because what's funny is they sort of rescue him. Yeah. They pull him from out from under
by
the car.
Ankle, right.
And then
they split.
Well, because they were ordered away.
The police, oh, they were ordered away? It looked like, leave the body here.
The police told them to run.
Because they thought it was going to blow up.
Right.
Well, it was scary when they pulled him out. He really did look lifeless.
And he wasn't wearing a helmet. Do they have a no-helmet law there?
Yeah, what state?
Utah.
Utah, right.
I know Pennsylvania
possible.
Does it very well.
Texas
Florida, check. No-helmet law in
Arizona
Florida.
The guy said he's going to wear a helmet from now on.
Okay.
He did. I mean, that's seriously, good. That's what he said.
But he said it like this.
But very brave.
Sorry.
Very brave.
He used to hang out with Gene Siskel.
Just say he's brave and you're covered.
Who's that crazy bald guy?
Dr. Phil.
Stupid people also come with different accents. And we put 37-year-old Mary Purcell of Long Island way high on that list. Mary was nervous about her mother and brother flying from Tucson to see her on Sunday since it was the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. So she did what any loving family member would do. She called Southwest to say she planned to blow up the plane. She thought that would keep her mother and brother from flying and thereby keep them safe.
Oh, my God.
It didn't, but it did set off an FBI canine search of the plane, the double screening of every passenger, and the swabbing of every piece of luggage that had to be taken off and put back on.
Wow.
There was, of course, no bomb. Mary now faces up to 10 years in prison.
Well, I hope she does a little time after that stupid move.
You said bomb in an airport.
Yeah, you said bomb.
The TSA says kids 12 and under will soon get to keep their shoes on at airport security, and the TSA says it'll find other ways to screen young children that won't involve invasive pat-downs, with the occasional exception.
I wish they could make them flush.
Johnny, you got a choice here. You can either keep your shoes on, just have a little bitty pat-down, or take your shoes off and I won't touch you.
Oh, that's quite a physique you got there, little boy.
Sir, I notice you have a regional accent.
Thank you very much.
I don't like being touched there.
The Florida Highway Patrol says it will, for now, stop ticketing drivers who warn other drivers about speed traps by flashing their headlights at oncoming traffic. This after a freedom of speech lawsuit against the troopers by someone who got such a ticket. Besides, there's some question now about what the law actually says in Florida on this subject. Still, nearly 3,000 drivers in Florida have been cited for their speed trap warnings in the last 5 years.
All right, let me weigh in on this one.
Please.
I think the speed trap warning, how is that affecting driver safety? Because you're slowing down, so you're really accomplishing the goal.
You're telling other people to slow down.
You're telling other people to slow
and
down.
Just the generosity of someone to take the risk to let you know, hey, man, watch out.
And I don't think you'd give people a ticket for that.
If they pull me over and they ask why I flash my lights, I just say I just was in a really short funeral procession. Tiny.
Step out of the car, sir.
What's that?
How many beers? You had anything to drink this evening? Yeah, officer, I've had about 100 beers.
How am I doing?
Finally, stories about guys' things. A new study says a man's testosterone level drops after his baby is born. Researchers at Northwestern say this indicates that human males are biologically wired to care for their offspring and to look less for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the fish that gave pedicures to Mike and Rob? Well, even though health department shut that down in this country,
I've never felt better.
The Asian practice has actually expanded in Britain, and that led to the story of a man who bathed his entire body with live eels.
Let me warn everybody about this kicker. Yeah. First of all, it's the greatest kicker in the world. Everybody can use this kicker like twice. But I want to warn people because this kicker is going to make you're going to think about this the rest of the day. Go ahead, Buzz.
This is the second of three, by the way. So I'm actually building
this
here.
Is your second one?
This is a man.
All right, go ahead. Lay it on us.
Bathed with live eels to cleanse his skin, the same way fish cleaned the feet of Mike and Rob.
My hovercraft is full of eels.
Unfortunately, one of the eels swam up his urethra to his bladder.
Oh.
Where it had to be surgically removed in a three-hour procedure.
Oh, God.
The man says he felt a sharp pain when the eel made its way in. And someone probably, we'll leave you with this, a little something, maybe a palate cleanser.
God.
Someone probably moved this sign from one part of the store to another part of the store as a joke, but at one Walgreens, a sign appeared on the condom shelf that read, Please do not open or try on product. Thank you. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God. Man, I'll be thinking about those eels for the rest of the day.
Yeah, duct tape that thing shut.
Our show, tie it in a knot.
Put a condom on it.
Was brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg, your very own fun factory. And not the Play-Doh kind either. It's jewelry, don't you know? Jewelry of all kinds. It's a little work of art that you create yourself.
A solid gold eel.
Don't buy something a million other people can get. If you need an object or dream it up, MC Ginsburg can make it for you. Visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. That's it. I'm going to bed. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
What a day.
Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Okay. Hi, Mariki. Hi, Oscar. Oh, my God, no. Hi, Joseph.